Welcome to the Word and Spirit Podcast with Reverend Randall Greer. Before we join Reverend Greer, let me tell you about our website. RandallGreer.org is filled with information that is sure to be a blessing to you, including free downloads of MP3s, videos, Bible studies, newsletters, and other materials. That address again is www.RandallGreer.org. Greer is spelled G-R-I-E-R. Now, let's go to Reverend Greer.
That's apparent there when a person has believed or entered into faith, it means they've got rest to go along with it. It's done, it's done, it's done, it's mine. I mean, they'll smile, they'll laugh, they'll be full of joy when it looks like they ought to be weeping and crying and squalling. And I mean, my God, how in the world can you get there? Simply obeying God's word. So one of the most important ingredients that my friend Doug Jones told me that I need to go around the country preaching everywhere I go. He said, preach it over and over. He said, because this is one of the biggest killers in the faith movement today in the United States of America. His people is always in the arena of trying to get God to do it. And he said, if I cannot get them out of that mode of trying to get out yonder to get God to do it, he said, I cannot help them. And he said, God can't either. He said, but that's the first thing I attack. He said, almost every service, he said, I might say it a little different. He said, because we have new faces all the time. It's open to the public. Anybody with a physical disease or sickness, it don't have to be just terminal, but a lot of terminal cases come there. He said, I work on that right away. He said, because 98% of them in the audience is always trying to get God to do it, trying to get God to do it, trying to get God to do it. He said, they've got to get into the place to believe that it's done. Because it says in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1, now faith is. When? Now. When? Now. When? Now. When? Now. Now faith is. Now. When do I receive? Now. When you get into faith, when you believe, it's yours right then. And so I'm here to tell you, it doesn't matter what kind of circumstances you're facing in life, what kind of situations that you're facing in life, you can enter into this place of faith, which is what? A place of rest and peace. So you're not trying to hustle, bustle through life, helter-skelter, confess it enough and maybe it'll come to me. Confession is good and confession is important. But remember, and I've shared this before, but I'll share it again, given to me by the Holy Ghost. The purpose of confession of God's Word for you as an individual about your life or circumstance situation is not to make God do something for you. Because if you're confessing the Word, trying to make God do it for you, what realm does that put you in? Future. Remember the donkey chasing the apple on the string. I confess it enough. I say it enough. Then God's going to eventually do it for me. No, that's not the purpose of faith. The purpose of confession is not to make God do something for you. The purpose of confession is simply to keep you in faith until the manifestation comes. Because they that have entered into faith have entered into what? Rest. And so the way you're going to stay in that rest is stay in the Word. He said, let not His Word depart from your mouth or your heart and keep it before your eyes. Do you know that? And when you do that, you're going to stay in that place of rest. Anytime you feel that unrest and uneasiness come up about something you're believing about, you know what's happening? Your faith's leaking out. We're like old rusty drums with holes in us. You know what I'm talking about? And we've got the circumstances of life drawing on that deposit of faith that we got. So you've got to keep making deposits in, you know, just like you do your bank account. If you're going to keep drawing money out of that bank without a gun in your hand, I found out. You got to put some money in that bank, you understand? You can only withdraw so much. You know, only the amount they'll let you draw in the bank is the amount that you got in there. Isn't that right? You found it out, Brother Brown? I mean, you find folks come to court all the time, probably down there, I see it come to court, you know, and they try to draw something out that wasn't in there, and maybe it was the wrong way, you understand? And we're not knocking anybody. We're just saying that's the way it works naturally in natural life, but it works the same way spiritually when it comes to faith. It leaks out of us, so you got to have some way to put it back in. And the way you put it back in is through God's Word, because Romans chapter 10, verse 17 says what? Faith comes from hearing God's Word. And so, what are we going to do? We're going to get to that point that every time we pray, we're going to believe that we receive. How are we going to know that we believe? Because we've entered into rest. How are we going to get to that place of rest? We're going to meditate on God's Word day and night until we believe. And when you believe, you're going to automatically have an ingredient called rest and peace. It's going to be right there, and you're going to know you're in faith. Say, Brother Randy, what if I'm not in peace about it? What if I'm not resting about it? You're not in faith. Because that's the key ingredient, the only ingredient that I can find in the Bible that lists, that gives us a clue that we're in faith. And that's rest. And that's found in Hebrews chapter 4. and you're just the kind of folks that want to enter into that realm, and I say you're all there tonight by faith, bless God, I believe it. Amen? You believe it. And so let's just stay right there. It's done. It's done. It's done. Let's stand and bow our heads in prayer. Father, we thank you for your holy written word. Lord, to the best of our ability, we shared about the subject that you put in my heart to share today. And Father, we thank you for these people that are valuable and precious to you. Father, you've got a plan for each and every individual life. And Father, I thank you from this day forward that the plan of God will come to pass, and it will be even as you said it would be. And Father, you said they that have believed do enter into rest. And Father God, we thank you now that from this night forward that we will walk in that rest that you talk about of your word in faith in you, and it will never be the same from this day forward. In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Thank you for joining us for the Word and Spirit podcast. I just want to take a moment to tell you about two of Reverend Greer's products available on our website. First is his personal testimony, Escape from Hell, which details the events that led up to him miraculously being released from prison, receiving a full pardon with the right to own a firearm, and stepping into his calling of God. This is available as a book, CD, or DVD format. Second is Reverend Greer's second book, How to Change Your Life. This book will show you how to bring permanent change in your life through the power of God. And once you've changed, change will bring success. These products, as well as many more, can be found on our online store at www.randallgreer.org or by writing us at Randall Greer Ministries, P.O. Box 140516, Broken Arrow, Oklahoma 74014. Thanks for joining us for the Word and Spirit podcast with Reverend Randall Greer. Join us here next time as Reverend Greer brings forth the Word of God in Word and Spirit. And remember, God is with us.